Unit 7. Visual Invasion of Advertisements.
视觉侵略.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Are you catching the 12:50 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the two persons talking about?
You will read,
A, New York City. B, an evening party. C, an air trip. D, the man's job.
From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
1. How do most students find a job after they graduate?
They usually look for a job by searching the want ads in the newspapers.
Question, what does the man mean?
Two. Excuse me, I'd like to place an advertisement for a used car in this Sunday edition of your paper.
Okay, but you have to run your advertisement all week. We can't quote rates for just Sunday.
Question. Where is the conversation most probably taking place?
Three. Good afternoon. I'm calling to inquire about the four-bedroom house you advertised in the newspaper.
I'm sorry, but it's already sold.
Question. What do we learn about the house from the conversation? Four. Is the movie as good as the advertisement says?
We're never told the truth.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Five. I'm thinking of getting rid of my bicycle.
Well, you can call Mr. Wang. He's the head of the advertising department of Campus Daily.
Question. What does the man advise the woman to do? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Oh no, there come the commercials.
I hear you. The commercials are really annoying. Every time I try to watch my favorite TV shows or a sport event, a commercial just has to interrupt everything.
Sometimes I tried to enjoy some of the commercials, but it turned out that commercials are not even entertaining anymore.
Speaking of commercials, have you seen the latest TV show, Top 20 Funniest Commercials?
No, I haven't. What is it about?
It's a show that puts all of the funny commercials all together. It was actually the only time I enjoyed watching commercials.
I would love to see that show sometimes, but commercials generally are just too annoying to watch. Is there anything good about commercials?
Well, I hate commercials too, but there is indeed something good about a commercial. For example, a commercial may prevent you from looking at the TV screen continuously for a long time. Therefore, it is good for your eyes.
That is an interesting point, but other than that, I really couldn't think of any pros for a commercial.
Well, sometimes a commercial can be really funny too, which is not that annoying compared with the boring ones.
Question 6. What are the speaker's attitudes towards commercials?
Question 7. What is something good about a commercial, according to the man?
Oh no, there come the commercials.
I hear you. The commercials are really annoying. Every time I try to watch my favorite TV shows or a sport event, a commercial just has to interrupt everything.
Sometimes I tried to enjoy some of the commercials, but it turned out that commercials are not even entertaining anymore.
Speaking of commercials, have you seen the latest TV show, Top 20 Funniest Commercials?
No, I haven't. What is it about?
It's a show that puts all of the funny commercials all together. It was actually the only time I enjoyed watching commercials.
I would love to see that show sometimes, but commercials generally are just too annoying to watch. Is there anything good about commercials?
Well, I hate commercials too, but there is indeed something good about a commercial. For example, a commercial may prevent you from looking at the TV screen continuously for a long time. Therefore, it is good for your eyes.
That is an interesting point, but other than that, I really couldn't think of any pros for a commercial.
Well, sometimes a commercial can be really funny too, which is not that annoying compared with the boring ones.
Question 6. What are the speaker's attitudes towards commercials?
Question 7. What is something good about a commercial, according to the man? Conversation 2.
Hi, I'm calling about your ad for the apartment for rent. Can you give me a little more information, please?
Sure. It has an L-shaped living room, dining room, a small kitchen, two bedrooms and one large bathroom.
How much is the rent?
It's $600.
Is it carpeted?
No, it has hard wood floors throughout.
Is there a parking spot?
There are two spaces available.
Is parking included in the rent?
One space is included. If you want the other spot, you'll have to pay an extra $20 per month.
What about utilities?
Heat, water and electricity are included. You just have to pay for cable and telephone.
Is it okay to have a pet?
Small pets are allowed.
One more thing. Is it close to a major bus route?
Yes, there's a bus stop just one block away.
Great. When can I see it?
How about 2 o'clock this afternoon?
That's fine.
Question 8. What is the apartment composed of?
Question 9. What is not included in the rent?
Question 10. What can be learned about the apartment?
Hi, I'm calling about your ad for the apartment for rent. Can you give me a little more information, please?
Sure. It has an L-shaped living room, dining room, a small kitchen, two bedrooms and one large bathroom.
How much is the rent?
It's $600.
Is it carpeted?
No, it has hard wood floors throughout.
Is there a parking spot?
There are two spaces available.
Is parking included in the rent?
One space is included. If you want the other spot, you'll have to pay an extra $20 per month.
What about utilities?
Heat, water and electricity are included. You just have to pay for cable and telephone.
Is it okay to have a pet?
Small pets are allowed.
One more thing. Is it close to a major bus route?
Yes, there's a bus stop just one block away.
Great. When can I see it?
How about 2 o'clock this afternoon?
That's fine.
Question 8. What is the apartment composed of?
Question 9. What is not included in the rent?
Question 10. What can be learned about the apartment? Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase, in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
First reading.
Advertising is an important part of marketing. Very few companies are able to sell a product without advertising. It is possible, but very unlikely. There are many different kinds of advertising. The simplest is called promotion. Promotion is using brochures or pamphlets to advertise. These can be handed to people on the street, or they can be mailed. If they are mailed, it is called direct mail advertising. After direct mail advertising, there are newspaper advertising, radio advertising, magazine advertising, and television advertising. Newspaper advertising is the cheapest kind, while television is the most expensive. Television ads are generally used by large companies, selling a product to a large market segment. Television advertising can be very successful because it reaches such a large audience. Small companies may find television advertising too expensive, so they often use newspaper to advertise. However, large companies also like newspaper because of their wide circulation.
Question 11. What is advertising?
Question 12. What is the simplest kind of advertising?
Question 13. What is the cheapest kind of advertising?
Question 14. What is the most expensive kind of advertising?
Question 15. Why television advertising can be very successful? Second reading.
Advertising is an important part of marketing. Very few companies are able to sell a product without advertising. It is possible, but very unlikely. There are many different kinds of advertising. The simplest is called promotion. Promotion is using brochures or pamphlets to advertise. These can be handed to people on the street, or they can be mailed. If they are mailed, it is called direct mail advertising. After direct mail advertising, there are newspaper advertising, radio advertising, magazine advertising, and television advertising. Newspaper advertising is the cheapest kind, while television is the most expensive. Television ads are generally used by large companies, selling a product to a large market segment. Television advertising can be very successful because it reaches such a large audience. Small companies may find television advertising too expensive, so they often use newspaper to advertise. However, large companies also like newspaper because of their wide circulation.
Question 11. What is advertising?
Question 12. What is the simplest kind of advertising?
Question 13. What is the cheapest kind of advertising?
Question 14. What is the most expensive kind of advertising?
Question 15. Why television advertising can be very successful?